Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to take a look today at Jesus, the firstborn from the dead. We're making our way through this week, the church approaching the last week of the church year before the season of Advent begins, getting close to it anyway. Next Sunday, we're going to celebrate the Feast of Christ the King. We celebrate His Lordship and His Majesty, His glory and His kingship. We've walked with Jesus as we do each year in the liturgical year through the Paschal mystery, His incarnation, life, death, resurrection. And we witness the word that the Father has spoken to us. Father, the origin, God the Father, the origin and source of all things, the source of all creation. He created all things through His Son Jesus, for His Son Jesus, and He sent His Son Jesus to speak to this race of people. You and I are trapped in the battle between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. Our minds have been darkened. We battle against the world, the flesh, and the devil. We see it every day. It's really being lived out with intensity, especially this crazy year we're living through in our own country. We see the hearts of so many manifested, so much corruption, so much rage and anger, so much kind of madness and insanity that's being revealed in so many people, violence and the rest. There's a lot that's there. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, is what Scripture says. Out of the abundance of the heart is where people's, you know, rage and division, depression, discouragement, hopelessness, all that stuff comes from, the stuff that we're witnessing and seeing, the violence. And the Father has sent forth His Son into the world to begin something entirely new, to begin a new creation. There's only one hope for the human race and for creation itself, and that's the person of Jesus Christ. The human race needs to be recreated, needs to be born again, as John the Apostle said, that everybody needs to come into what belongs to Jesus. The only future that anyone would ever want is the future that Jesus Christ has in Himself, in His person, and the future that He's bringing. It's a new creation. It's a new life. It's a resurrection life. It's divine life. It's glorified humanity brought in. It's humanity brought in the presence of God the Father in the person of Jesus. And so one of the titles that we get in the book of Revelation, I'm looking at different descriptions of Jesus and who He is that are taken from the book of Revelation. The church is looking at those passages in different ways in the readings this week, but I'd recommend reading the whole book of Revelation, because at the heart of it, really, it's mostly about, it's about two things, but it's mostly about the revelation and the unveiling. Apocalypse means unveiling, the unveiling of the person of Jesus, who is the Father's solution, who Himself, He Himself is the Father's end time plan for the world. He is the source of salvation for us. And so we want to see, I talked yesterday about Jesus as the faithful witness. I want to talk today about Jesus as the firstborn from the dead. One of the interesting places we can begin, I'll come to the book of Revelation, but I want to start in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where Paul talks about the resurrection of Christ. He says, "Now I would remind you, brethren, in what terms I preach to you the gospel," the good news. Gospel means good news, right? "Which you received, in which you stand, by which you are saved, if you hold fast to it." What a great place for us to start today, because those same words can be said to you if you're listening today as a believer, as a follower of Jesus. He said, what you've received is what? A message. What's the message? The good news about Jesus. What's the good news about Jesus? Well, it's His incarnation, passion, death, resurrection, that He's passed from death to life. And the good news is that humanity, through the mercy of God expressed in the person of Jesus, has a future beyond death. This is the most important news anybody could ever come to understand. And it's the most important opportunity people can have. There's, because the human race has one of two destinies. We're born into death, Paul tells us. We're under the reign of death, the sin of death, because of the separation from God that began in the garden, original sin, and our conniving with it in life. And what humanity needs is a new power, a new life, because natural life, because of sin, which produces death, leads every single person to die. And if we die in our sin, we die separated from God, and we die in what the scripture is so clear, the teaching of Jesus more than anybody is clear that you don't want to die in a state of sin because you're going to be in hell. You're going to be separated from God. You're going to live in for all eternity the reality of what's at the core of sin, the rebellion that's there. And then you're going to experience the judgment of a righteous God, a loving God, a true God on sin, on rebellion. And so Paul is making it clear here. You receive this good news, and now you're standing in it. Are you standing today, friend? Both feet standing solidly on the good news of the gospel that you have received. Are you holding on to it? Is it feeding your soul? Are you living in it and from it, through it, you might say, by which you are saved? We're saved from hell for heaven. We're saved from eternal separation from God to communion and union with God. So Paul goes on, he said, this is what you will receive if you hold fast to it. We got to fight for it. We've got to, as Jude, the letter of Jude says, we've got to contend for it. We can't just drift through life. We have to lay hold of it with the hunger and the thirst and the desire, the passion and the zeal that Jesus described. And Paul goes on to say, he underlines now what is the gospel. For I delivered to you what is of first importance, what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scripture, number one. Number two, that he was buried. Number three, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. Number four, that he appeared to Cephas and the 12, and then to more than 500 people. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, to one untimely born, Paul's talking about himself, he appeared to me. For I am the least of the apostles, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me is not in vain. So Paul is declaring what's at the heart of it. The heart of the gospel is the fact that Jesus was raised from the dead. So he was brought to birth, a new creation in human flesh. Humanity was something entirely new, was given to the human race in the death and resurrection of Jesus. St. Peter begins his letter and he says, we've been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. It's kept in heaven for you, who by God's power now, by God's power through faith, God is holding this treasure. So a destiny which is lived by the person of Jesus, was raised from the dead, exalted at the right hand of the Father. And from that position, the scripture describes here in chapter 15 that Jesus is the second Adam. He says here, for as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all shall be made alive, but each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. So Jesus is, Paul will even go on to say, he describes Jesus as a life-giving spirit. He has a capacity to communicate the divine life that's in him. This is the good news that's offered to the human race. Jesus said very clearly, I lay down my life and take it up again. He's freely choosing to lay down his life. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will have eternal life. Christianity is new life. Jesus has come to give us a life that's impossible to lay hold of on our own resources. Nobody in this world can give it to us. It flows from a person. The new creation, the new thing, everything, all of creation, Scripture tells us, is being renewed in the person of Jesus. He's going to bring about an absolute recreation, transformation. All things are going to be summed up, Paul says, in him. He's going to gather it all to himself, and through the power and the majesty that's in him and the authority he has to give life to things that are dying, to breathe heavenly life into us, he's going to do that. That's who he is. So he's the firstborn because he passed from death to life and he began the new creation. He was born into this life, you could say, the life of which human flesh in his person is now united to the life of heaven, so we can enter into the communion of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which is what it's all about, which is what the Father's intention was from the beginning. All of creation comes from the love of God. All the spectacular majesty and magnitude of what God created its beauty, its complexity, its mystery, it's all there. It was made for Jesus, and at the heart of it, the Father wanted to have for his Son a bride, the church. He created the human race. We're the only ones in all this creation who bear his image, in his image and likeness, to share in the communion and the life of the Father and the Son in the power of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is coming, Jesus' whole life, Jesus' passion and death, all of it is so that we can participate in the Father's eternal plan for the human race. But it's a betrothal, we'll see later this week, that Jesus is a bridegroom and the church is his bride, a gift of the Father to his beloved Son, the apple of his eye. And it's for people who are say yes to the offer of new life that comes through Jesus, who really want to be united to the Father and the Son. This is the meaning of human life, friends, is to encounter this reality and to say yes to it and to begin to walk it out in this world, but to move toward that ultimate full union, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There is in the book of Revelation this beautiful, beautiful passage in the first chapter where John is having this vision as a vision of Jesus, which is a glorious vision, his eyes flaming fire, and from his mouth issues a two-edged sword. You know, he's able to communicate. He judges things. He's the one, the ultimate judge of all things. And so as John is seeing him, he said, "When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand upon me, saying, 'Fear not. I'm the first and the last. I'm the living one. I died, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and Hades.' Now write what you see, what is to take place hereafter. As for the mystery of the seven stars," he describes the seven stars are the seven churches that are in the palm of the hands, are the bishops of the seven churches in Asia Minor. The lampstands are the churches. They're all in the hands of God. We're in the hands of God. And he says very clearly to us, "I'm the Lord. I have the keys of death and Hades. I died, and behold, I'm alive forevermore." Jesus declares himself as the living one. It's another way to describe why he's the firstborn from the dead. Death has no more power over him. Death has no more power over human flesh that's united to Jesus. Humanity that was made to participate in the glory of God fell from glory because of sin. Jesus came to make it possible for the human race to be raised to glory. That is to come into the presence of the Holy One and to live united with the Father and the Son in that communion and fellowship forever. Jesus said, "I am the living one." In John's gospel, he made it clear. He said, "The Father has given him the power to give life to whomever he chooses." And Jesus desires all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Jesus desires that everyone would say yes to his offer of salvation. But that comes, friends, through repentance and change and saying yes to his revelation and being baptized into him and receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is the foundation, the down payment of this new creation and this new life. Blessed be God for the gift of the beloved Son, who is the faithful witness, and he is the firstborn from the dead, and we too will come alive in him. Thanks be to God.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.